You have your Bible tonight, turn to Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. Amen. Verse 1. The Bible says, the hand of the Lord was upon me, carrying me out in the spirit, of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. But thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sin you upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, and there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus said the Lord God, behold, my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put you my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Look at verse 21. And say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land, and I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all, neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will save them out of all their dwelling places, whether they have sinned, and will cleanse them, so shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they shall have one shepherd, and they shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes to do them, and they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forever. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now, I want to preach on this just a little while. Now, what we need to know, amen, what we need to know about the days we live. And the Bible tells us here that when Israel got down and they got discouraged, and it seemed like they was just dead and dried up, and there was no hope, and all hope was gone. But God Almighty moved upon them through the man of God, and he said, hey, listen, do you see what's there? And he said, yeah, just a bunch of coldness and a bunch of deadness. But he said, praise God. He said, hey, listen, can these bones live? And he said, thou knowest. I want to say there's a God of heaven tonight. He knows just exactly where we're at. He knows if we're dead in sin are alive in Jesus. And He's wanting to move in our hearts and do for us tonight that we can't do for ourselves. He wants to give us help, bring us to a place that we've never been to before. I said a place that we've never been to before, praise God. You say, preacher, I've been a Christian. I've been in the faith for a long, long time. That may be so, but praise God, I want to say tonight on the authority of God's Word that you can be more alive than you've ever been in the Lord Jesus Christ if we'll trust Him as our Lord and Savior. What do you mean? I mean, as we talked about this morning, if we'll follow Christ, praise God, wherever He goes, wherever He wants to take us. We see what takes place here as Israel begins to be, and He said, they're going to be made alive again. God says, I'm going to take them, I'm going to make them alive, I'm going to put hope in them, and I'm going to bring them in their land from where they're going. Now, they're dispersed all over the world. Amen. The Jews are dispersed. The 12 tribes of Israel, praise God, they're not together. But God knows where every tribe is tonight. Amen. And the Bible teaches us that He's going to gather them out. He's going to go out and get them. He's going to bring them in, praise God, for His glory. You know, that's what's happening tonight in the little nation of Israel. The Jews is flocking back there. They told us when we was over there that they're coming back, and they don't even know why they're coming. That just something is bringing them back to their homeland. I want to say that something, praise God, is none other than the hand of an almighty God. He's getting this thing ready to finish up for His glory, and He's bringing it all together. Amen. We might see it, praise God, as the church of the living God tonight, and we might be more excited than we've ever been in our life. And the power of God is coming upon us, and the God's helping us, praise God, right now. Amen. So we see the little nation of Israel gathering together. You know what the next phase of this is? Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, 17 said the church will be taken out of here. The next thing, praise God, Israel's already being gathered together. Next thing is the church is going to go out of here in a rapture. Amen. There's going to be a snatching away, a taking away, a calling out of the church. But born again believers, amen, going to go to heaven. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I'm ready, ain't you? Ain't you ready? I'm tired of this thing. Praise God. I like to hang out here all I can, help all I can. I'm like Paul. I'm a straight betwixt two, having a desire to go and be with Him. Praise God. But it's far better to be here right now. Amen. And we can share the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ together, look at the Word of God together, see God together. Praise God. Getting ready to go to heaven together. Praise the Lord in just a little while.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you. It's exciting. Amen. But we see the next thing on the scope is the church are going out of here. A church is going out of here, praise God, to go meet the Lord in there, and so shall we ever be with Him. I want to ask you tonight a question. Are you ready?
Amen.
Amen. Lord, I had more amens. I said, are you ready?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We better be ready. He might come tonight. Amen. Lord, come before I get done preaching. Amen. We need to be ready to go be with the Lord when He comes. So the next thing that's going to happen, praise God, is the church is going to be called out of here. Church is going to be taken up. Amen. In a moment, tweaking an eye, praise God, we're going to be gone. Amen. If you're not saved, listen, tonight, you might ought to consider it. You might ought to consider accepting Lord Jesus Christ, that free pardon of sin, what He did for you on the cross of Calvary. Because if not, you may wake up one morning and be here all by yourself. He said, preacher, you're trying to scare us. No, I'm trying to get you to realize, praise God, that we serve a God that's promised He would keep His word. Amen. He wouldn't leave us here forever, praise God, but one day He'd come get us. Amen. There's a lot of our loved ones that done gone home. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you know where they're at, praise God? Because the Bible said be absent from body, be present with the Lord. Amen. When I lay down this old body, praise God, I'm going to go be with the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. When the body goes back to the dust, which come, but the Spirit, that part gives me a life and helps it's my being, praise God. The life and the being that I have, amen, goes out of me when I die. Amen. You say, how do you know that, preacher? I've never seen a corpse, amen, that was too lively. Have you? Amen. Because life is gone. Amen. God gives life, praise God, into this vessel which we live, praise God. And when this life is gone out of the vessel, praise God, it don't just hang around out in the world somewhere. Praise God, if you're a child of God, it goes back to Him that gave it. Amen. If you're not, praise God, you'll end up in hell, damned and doomed forevermore. That's just a fact. That's just where we're at. And boy, I'm glad, praise God, I serve a living God tonight, and I'm ready, praise the Lord. He's going to come get me, take me out of here to be with Him, and so shall I ever be with Him. Amen. Amen. That's a promise that we have. Ain't that right?
Yes,
amen. All those of us that's born again, that's believing, trusting Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we've got a destiny, we've got a place, we've got a, We've got an appointment that we're going to keep.
Yeah.
The Bible says it's the appointed man wants to die and after this judgment. Every one of us have an appointment. Amen. Me, you, little, big, it doesn't matter. We don't know when that'll be. Amen. It could be tonight, Brother Bill, for any one of us. Hey, you don't have to be old to go out of here. You don't have to be young to go out of here. Praise God, you could go out of here at any time. Amen. Praise the thing. The thing is to know where you're going. And praise the Lord that if you go tonight, tomorrow, next day, praise God, it's going to be all right.
Amen.
I love to hear old saints of God, praise God, say, you know what? I may have this going on or that on, but praise God, I'm a winner either way.
Yeah.
Whether I stay or whether I go. Amen. Praise the Lord, it's going to be all right. That's what he's talking about. He said, hey, listen, there's a time appointed. Amen. God's a putting this thing. God, when Israel became a nation back when they did, amen, time clock got started and things begin to happen. Amen. From 1948 to now, a lot of things has happened. We've seen a marvelous hand of God, that timepiece, begin to move again. Amen. And we're beginning to see things fold and unfold in right in front of our eyes. You know, a church, in the last days of the dispensation of grace, young, we're getting to see things that the world never saw before.
Amen.
Who would ever thought that the United States would put their embassy in Jerusalem? Amen. Claim it as the capital of Israel. Glory be to God. Hey, we're helping partake in this thing. We're helping to finish this up. Amen. We're pushing it along. So we see God begin to move. We see God to begin to take out the church. We get God to put that little nation of Israel in its place. Amen. We begin to see what's going to take place. You say, preacher, what's going to take place after the rapture when the church is gone? The Bible said there's going to be a time of tribulation like this world has never seen. Amen. Does anybody have a question on the rapture before I go any further? You understand what it is? Hey man, I want you to know for surety what you know. If you don't know, just raise your hand. Hey man, there ain't no dumb question. The only dumb question you have is one you don't ask. Hey man, anybody here, you young people, got a question on the rapture? What's going to happen in the rapture? You know what it means? It means those that's born again, praise God, is going to go out of here together. I mean, they're going to be gone. I mean, they're going to disappear. They're going to cease to be here, praise God. And we're going to begin to be over there. That's what's going to happen in the rapture. That's what's happened when the church is taken out of here. We called up and there's going to be a shout and a trump, praise God, and a come up hither. There won't be time for getting right. There won't be time for getting right. You'll go out of here to be with the Lord.
Amen.
And the Bible says, and so shall we ever. Does anybody know what ever means?
Forever.
Forever, amen. Forever means we're going to be forever with the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
I like that part because wherever He's at, that's where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
See, now it's the other way around. Wherever I am, there He is. Amen. But it's coming today, Brother Rex, that wherever He is, there I'm going to be. Amen. Do you see the relationship? It just gets better and better. It gets bigger and bigger. And in the rapture, praise God, we're going to go out of here. Amen. He's in us now, praise God. He's with us. But one day in a little while, praise God, Brother Don, we're going to be with Him.
Amen.
Amen. That's what it's about, praise God, getting to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you miss that, young, you miss everything. Amen. If you miss that, you miss heaven. If you miss heaven, you're in an awful place. Amen. Praise God. So we see the rapture church. We see church going out. And we see people begin they're just having us a time. Then Christ rise first and those who are alive and remain be caught up. See, one of these days these graves are going to bust open. Amen. Now the way God can do that, I got to thinking about that. You see, they're all up here. These folks up here in this cemetery, and they're dead and buried. Their bodies is in these graves. Amen. If they're born again believers, they're already with the Lord. Amen. You say, how are they? Because they got that person that they are, praise God, is there.
Yeah.
That's just that old vessel that they lived in while they was here. That was their tabernacle.
Yeah.
Amen. They tabernacled in. Amen. And praise God, one day in a little while, God's going to say, hey, listen, I said, I want that tabernacle to come out of there. Praise God. And he's going to give us a glorified body like in His. Amen. Glory to God. He's going to take that. He's going to make it all fresh and new. Praise God. It's going to be just like Him in the portals of glory. Praise God. And we'll have it forever.
Amen.
And I like to think, I've told you before, 33 and a half years, that's how old Jesus was when He went out of here. But Chris, when I was 33 and a half, praise God, Glory to God. Amen. There ain't no stopping you then, praise the Lord. You think about you ladies, you men, praise God, 33 and a half, praise God, at a prime age. And the Bible said we're going to be likened to the Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going out in the rapture. Okay, I won't get the rapture nailed down here. I want to get to where we're going to be, how we're going out of here. In a moment, we can lie, praise God, we're going out of here to be with the Lord. All those born-again believers. Amen. The only the born-again believers. That's the ones that's trusting in the Word of God. Yeah. That we believe what God says and we live by this book. But we don't go around saying, but God. Amen. We say, if only time we say is but God is, but God who is rich in grace and mercy. Yeah. Praise God. That's the only but God that we'll ever use. Because we're sheep and not goats. Amen. Well, the Bible says that we'll all see persecution. And the Bible says we all suffer with Christ. But amen. But the Bible also tells us that we'll not see the time of Jacob's troubles. Amen. The time of Jacob's troubles, that 7 years of tribulation, is dealing with the nation of Israel. Amen. That's what that's all about. That's what the Lord is talking about when He's talking to that nation of Israel. Amen. Now, I'm going to take my time tonight and I'll show you, I'll give you Scripture so that you can see it. In Revelation chapter 3, the Bible says this. In verse 10, He said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee, what? From the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Amen. So the Bible, but the Lord tells us here, He's speaking to the churches, and He says, I'm going to keep the church out of that time, from that time. He didn't say, I'm going to save you out of it. Amen. He said, I'm going to save you from it. And you say, preacher, a lot of people don't believe that. I know that. But I won't say what we believe, what the Bible teaches, what God says, is He said, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. Amen. We'll have trials and tribulations here. We have them every day. But the time of Jacob's troubles, we will not have to go through. We will not have to do it. Those that's been born again, praise God, will be taken out before that starts. Amen. Before that starts. And then that time of trouble begins to come in. Now the Bible says in Daniel chapter 7, that there's a time of kings, when the kings will come and rule, they'll rise up. Amen. When the tribulation starts, when the first of those 7 years start, the church is gone, the tribulation will start, the Antichrist will come on the scene, and the Bible says that He'll make a covenant with the nation of Israel. He'll make that covenant. Bible says in Isaiah chapter 28 that He'll make a covenant with Israel, and praise God, and in the middle of that covenant, He'll break that covenant. Amen. Let me see if I can find it right quickly. Isaiah chapter 28. Because I don't want you to go back and say that Pastor Sunday night took a spell and just was talking off the cuff. I just want to tell you what thus says the Word of God so we can grow and know, praise the Lord, what God's going to do for us. Amen. One day in a little while. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 16, He said, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. A judgment also will I lay on the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it. He said, what's going to happen is during the tribulation, the church is gone, we're gone, amen, we're in heaven praising God, giving glory, amen, we're rejoicing around the throne of grace. Amen. Praise God in the presence of the Lord. And while that's happening, the Antichrist is going to come on the scene. Amen. He's going to, when he that letteth will let's taken out away, when the Holy Spirit's are gone, the old Antichrist is going to come on the scene. Not a Antichrist, but the Antichrist. As many, the Bible says, many Antichrists in this world, many God deniers in this world, many Jesus haters in this world. But He says, when the Antichrist comes on the scene, He's going to set up a kingdom. He's going to establish, and He's going to make a covenant with the nation of Israel. The Bible says He's going to make it, but God said in the middle of that covenant, He's going to break His promise. Amen. So we got the tribulation starts 3.5 years into the tribulation. Amen. We see that the world comes down. We have the Bible teaches of battle Gog and Magog when they come up against the nation of Israel. All the nations of the world come up against that little nation. And this Antichrist will rise up with these other leaders, and he'll choose him out 3 kingdoms out of that king, out of the 10 kingdoms to cohort with him. And he'll put down that resistance, and he'll offer up that peace, and he'll allow the little nation Israel to build and to build that third temple and to begin to worship in it and to begin to live at peace, and they'll be living in harmony. They'll be thinking that everything is okay, and in about that time, he'll break that covenant. Amen. The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 38, he said, thou shalt ascend and come, let's go back to verse 38, verse 8. He said, after many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from a sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Amen. All the people of the nation of Israel said, going to be safety and at peace. Amen. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land. Thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God. He said, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think that an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to that land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely. Now this is in the middle of this covenant. This is after when the Antichrist has made a covenant with them, Gog and Magog, that nation of Russia, the president and the people of that country, with Gomer in Persia and Ethiopia and Libya, they'll rise up together and they'll come against this land and said, why they're at peace, why they're still, and why they go up in a land of unwalled villages. He said, I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling within walls and having neither bars nor gate, to take a spoil and take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods and dwell in the midst of the land. And he talks about these that's gathered up and who they are, where they're at. And he said, therefore, son of man, verse 14, prophesy and say unto Gog, thus saith the Lord God, in that day shall my people of Israel dwell safely. Thou shalt thou not know it. Amen. The Bible says, God said, I'm good. He said, listen, they're dwelling safely. He said, I'm going to keep them safe. He said, I'm watching over them, just like he's a watching over you and me today. He's a keeping us. He's keeping us safe. He's a watching over us to see where we are, what we need. Amen. He's a meeting our needs. He's a helping us. He's a drawing us closer. He's getting us to a place where we need to be in these last days we live, so that we can know that we know that we're a child of the King. Amen. He wants to be just like Satan today. Amen. He wants to be God. His whole purpose is to be recognized. His whole purpose is to want to be a supreme leader. Amen. That's what he wants to be. And he wants to be the supreme leader of your soul today. He wants to take you and lead you and destroy you, because you are God's pride and joy. God made you in the likeness and the image of him, Landrew. And he wants to, the devil wants to destroy you because he don't like God. Amen. Because he rose up. He said, I'll be like God. He said, I'll be like the Most High. And God said, you ain't going to be like me, praise God, because there's pride in you. Amen. There's no pride in God. God is just God, praise God. He knows who he is. He knows what he's able to do. So we see this thing playing out. We see God manifesting himself during this time when they're living in peace. The nation of Israel living in peace. Now church is gone. Antichrist come on the scene. Amen. The Gog and Magog, they rise up against Israel, and in the middle of the tribulation, praise God, the Antichrist comes on scene. He beats them back, amen, with the forces he has, the power he has, and he tells them, he said, listen, said, everything's going to be all right. And then because he needs finances, because he needs wealth, amen, he moves his headquarters to Jerusalem, amen. Amen. He moves his head. You know why he moves his headquarters to Jerusalem? Amen. Because that's where God said that his greater son, David, was going to rule, praise God. And so the Antichrist, he begins to move his, he begins to set this thing up. Now the Bible tells us that during the tribulation, that there's going to be some folks that rise up and begin to preach the gospel. He said there's going to be 144,000 that's going to rise up and begin to preach the gospel. Amen. They're going to preach Godwardness. Amen. They're not going to preach the gospel. No, praise God. They're going to preach the God of heaven. Amen. To try to get the focus back looking for the Messiah, the promised one of God. See, they don't know him. They reject him. They rejected him. They need him. They don't even realize it. But there's going to be 144,000 that'll be preaching during this time. Amen. That God's going to seal for that purpose. Now the Bible says that they're virgin Jewish men. Amen. Undefiled with the world. And they're going to be preaching, praise God, for the God of heaven, amen, during this time. There's also going to be the two witnesses talked about in Revelation chapter 11. Amen. And they're going to be preaching the gospel. Amen. They're going to be preaching, praise God, the whole time this is going on. Amen. From the beginning to the end. Amen. They're going to preach during the tribulation period. They're going to preach, praise God. And then anytime the enemies come against them, the Bible said that fire will come out of their mouth and consume their enemies. But the Bible also teaches that one day toward the end that they'll be killed and they'll lay dead in the streets for 3 days. People will be passing out presents, rejoicing, sending cards and everything else, rejoicing over these two old fellas that was preaching the word of God, amen, and playing havoc on their minds and their old wicked hearts, bringing conviction to them. And the Bible says they'll be giving presents, sending presents one another, rejoicing that they're gone. Said they'll lay three days on the street, not even be buried. Said in a little while, praise God, God's going to raise them up. Amen. Glory be to God, and call them up to heaven to be with Him where He is. Amen. Praise the Lord. The power of God, Almighty God, is going to take care of that situation. He's going to be preaching the gospel. Amen. I told him last night out here in fellowship when we was talking about some of this, I believe those that's born again, amen, are going to go out of here to be with the Lord. But those that's heard the gospel, those that said in services like this and heard the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ and denied and rejected it and didn't follow the word of God, didn't follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't believe they'll have a chance to be saved during the tribulation. Now the Bible says there'll be thousands saved. But you got to remember they're going to be preaching primarily to the Jew. Amen. They're going to be preaching to the Jew during the tribulation period. Try to get God's people saved, trying to get them in, trying to get them ready for the Messiah when He comes. And He's coming, praise God. Amen, praise the Lord. He's coming. He came and He's coming again. Just like He said He would. So Israel's dwelling safely, the Bible says. It even speaks about that in Revelation chapter 12, verse 6. Praise God that God's going to prepare a place during tribulation, a place of safety. Amen. He's going to send them out, deliver them out on the wings of an eagle. Praise God. I thank God for that. I hope that's the church. He said when the dragon, verse 12, chapter 12, verse 13, said when the dragon saw that he was cast to the earth, old devil's what I'm talking about, he persecuted a woman, brought forth the child, and the woman were given two wings of an eagle, a great eagle, she might fly into the wilderness, into her place. Now he's talking about during the tribulation period, he said fly in the wilderness into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. Amen. I hope that's the Lord Jesus Christ using the church. Using the nation of the United States, amen. We're the only one that's represented by an eagle. And I pray God that God will use us. Amen. He'll continue to use us. He'll continue to bless us. He'll continue to help us, praise God, to be a blessing to that little nation of Israel. Amen. Listen, you young people, don't you go to school and let them tell you this anti-Semitic stuff about how bad Israel is and everything else. They're a little bitty group of people that's trying to make a living, trying to live, praise God, trying to stay alive in this world where they're persecuted every day. Amen. Don't you let them feed you a bunch of lies about how wicked and bad Israel is. Amen. They're good people. They're godly people. And without them, there's a whole lot of things that we wouldn't have. We wouldn't even have penicillin if it wasn't for the nation of Israel. Amen. A lot of things, a lot of medicines, a lot of things, praise God, that God's given us because that little nation of Israel and because God's used them, He's blessed us, praise God. Give us these things because we've always backed those people of Israel. Amen. He'll continue to always back Israel. Amen. Don't let nobody say nothing bad about that little nation of Israel. Amen. But the Bible teaches here that in the middle of the tribulation, after the battle of Gog and Magog, then the Antichrist is going to stand up and he's going to demand to be worshipped. The Bible teaches in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. Let's read that together so you can see it. I want you to see it with your eyes. Amen. So that you can know it. Mark it in your mind, praise God, where it is. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4. The Bible says, verse 3 says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Amen. They said there's coming a time at the Antichrist. The reason he wants to set up his headquarters in Jerusalem is because one day he's going to march in to that temple, that third temple, and he's going to proclaim himself to be God. Amen. He's going to demand that they worship him as God. Amen. Praise God. What's going to happen then? Amen. Anybody that don't worship his God is going to be killed, persecuted. Amen. He's going to set it up in a way that they can't buy a thing, praise God, unless they've got the mark of Him on their hand. A 666 on your forehead or on your hand. Amen. Well, you can't buy, you can't do any commerce, amen, without that mark. He's going to come during that time, praise God. He's going to be proclaim Himself to be God, and He's going to be in charge of everything. Amen. I'm glad we serve a God that ain't like that. Amen. During the 7 years, at the middle point, after 3.5 years, he's going to break that covenant. He's going to break that covenant with the nation of Israel. He's going to go in there, he's going to defile the temple. Amen? And he's going to defile that temple, and he's going to proclaim himself as to be God, and he's going to require them to worship him as though he were God. I've got a question. What would you do if that happened to you? What if somebody goes, some potentate come up and say, hey, listen, you need to start worshiping me as God. You can't go up there to church no more. You got to worship me. Amen. We say we would. Do we love Him enough to die for Him? Say, listen, there's only one God and one Savior. Amen. Praise God. And that's Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. We ought to be able to say that without any thought in our heart. Amen. So we come to the middle part of the tribulation period. He rises up and proclaims himself big God. And then for another 3.5 years, there's turmoil all over this world. The persecution that's there for the children of God, for the nation of Israel, is just unreal. The Bible says, except those days be shortened. That they wouldn't be even for the elect, even for the nation of Israel, except those days be shortened. But the Bible says that Daniel says, and the Lord says there's going to be 1,260 days of tribulation. You say, well, how many days are they going to shorten them? They're not going to shorten them no days, because then that would make God's word a lie. But the intensity for the nation of Israel, God's going to scoop them up, praise God, in His big old loving arm, just like He'll do me and you one day, and He'll take us out of this old world, praise God. He'll take us to a place of safety. He'll deliver them, amen, out of the harshness of that time, from the intensity of that tribulation. Amen. And then at the end, after 7.5 years, after 7 years, then the Lord's going to say, listen, youngins. He says, He's going to say, they've had enough. Amen. He said, they've had enough down there. In Revelation chapter 20. Amen. Or 21. He talks about that city that we're going to have in chapter 22. He talks about this place that we're going to go to. The place where they're going to be brought together. Amen. And we see how God begins to set this thing up, how heaven begins to make a way. And he said, there's a river of life. It's pure, a clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street and on either side of the river, there was a tree of life that bare 12 manners of fruit and yieldeth her fruit every month. Amen. And the leaves, now watch this, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there should be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him, and they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no more night there, and they need no candle, neither light nor of the sun, for the God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And He said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. God of the holy prophet sent His angel to show unto thy servants the things which must shortly be done. He said, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keep the saying of this prophecy. So we see the things going to be played out here, and God Almighty is going to step out in one day, and He's going to make that all happen. He's going to make that all possible. Praise God. When He comes to rule and reign in this world, when He comes the second time, in order for that to happen. Bible says in chapter 19, praise God, that there's going to be saints, and they're going to be praising and giving God glory. Amen, for the second coming of the Lord. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11, He said, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon it was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies, now watch this, which were in heaven, followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, clean and white. And out of his mouth goeth the sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he should rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of God Almighty. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise God. That's who's coming. One day in a little while, we're going to go out here to be with him. And he said, hey, listen, they've had enough down there. It's time to go back. Amen. Can you see it? Amen. All the saints of God up there, praise the Lord. And all of a sudden, he said, hold up a minute, young'uns. Hold up a minute. He said, it's time to go back. Oh, those down there, they've suffered enough. They've had enough. He said, it's time to go back and claim that belongs to God. Amen. Praise God. He said, who wants to go? Who would like to go? Amen, sis. Praise God. He'll say, let me see your hands. What have you done for me? He said, let me check out your heart. Why have you done it? Amen. He'll say, mount up, young'uns. Anybody like a ride horse? Well, praise God, I lived on one of them things till I got pretty much grown. Now, praise God, some of the people's afraid, but you won't be afraid of these. Amen, praise God. Now, a lot of people say, well, preacher, I think that's just spiritual. We won't really why. The Bible said we're going to come back on a white horse. Amen. Amen, glory be to God. We come because that's a sign of royalty, deity, amen. And praise God, we're heirs and joint heirs with Him, and we're going to come back riding on one just like our Lord. We'll be following Him, praise God, because the Bible, you say, preacher, how do we know we'll be there? Because the Bible said we'll ever be with Him where He is. When He comes back to rule and reign, praise God, we'll be with Him. Amen. And the Bible said with the word of His mouth, He's going to come back and destroy. In the battle of Armageddon, He's going to destroy all that wicked mess. He's going to do away with it. It'll be done. It'll be gone. Amen. Praise God. And then the Bible says He's going to come back and He's going to rule. The Bible says here He's going to rule them with a rod of iron. Amen. He's going to rule. He's going to be King Supreme. He's going to be ruling from the throne of David. Amen. Praise God. Just like God said He would. You said, preacher, that's just all spiritual stuff. No. David's throne was a literal, it wasn't a spiritual throne, it was a literal throne. The Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to rule from that throne one day. Amen. He's going to, for a millennia, for 1,000 years, He's going to be perfect peace here on this earth. A perfect peace, praise God. Isaiah tells us back, he said, when the wolf will lay down with the lamb. Amen. Praise God. When the asp and the things, when the crocodile won't even hurt a little kid. Amen. A little kid can play on a viper's hole where an old poisonous snake lay and they won't harm me. Amen. I mean a perfect peace. That's what he's saying. That's what it's going to be in the millennium, praise God. It's going to be a paradise, a paradise of God. Amen. After a thousand years. Well, the Bible says that the old wicked devil, he's cast into the pit. He's sealed up for a thousand years. But the Bible says at the end of that thousand years, amen, and when God comes back in the battle of Armageddon, he said, the battle of Armageddon says in verse 17 of chapter 19, he said, "And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bound, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army." In verse 20, the Bible says, "And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet, and that wrought miracles before him, with which he was deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, brimming with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh." I told you a while back in Israel and Syria and places like that, the carrion, the vultures are laying eggs, and usually they'll lay one or two. Said they're laying three and four and sometimes five eggs, and said they're all hatching and all the little ones are surviving. And the scientists can't understand how come all of a sudden all this carrion, all these vultures and things are surviving and are reproducing in such a fashion. How could that be? Because God's getting them ready for the great feast. He said they're going to be His cleanup crew after this great battle. You say, how bad is it going to be? The Bible said that the blood will run to the horses' bridles in the valley of Jehoshaphat. They're going to be in that battle. They're going to fight that battle there. I told you this morning, I believe it was, there was just a two-lane dirt road coming into the valley of Jehoshaphat. That's 220 square miles of nothing but fertile level plains. Used to be a two-lane dirt road. Now they got a four-lane interstate coming through Syria, back through there, into that little nation of Israel. You see how close we are? This thing's just about over. We're seeing the end, as the old Jewish fella told me over there in Israel. He said it's like this. What we believe is we've been watching a movie, and the movie's run out, and the credits are run out, and the things are running. And he said we're right at the end of the old reel type movies, right before the film runs off the reel. Now, if he thinks that's where they're at, where should we be as a child of God who's going to be taken out of here before the tribulation? Amen. Glory be to God. We ought to be shouting and praising God every time we can. Just practicing up. Amen. Maybe getting ready for glory to God. Getting ready to see Him. But to answer your question, Andrew, Bible said this is going to take place. God's going to cast the beast and the false prophet in the pit. He said, "And I saw another angel," chapter 20, "come down from heaven, having a key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of a dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be released, must be loosed a little season." Amen. What we see here is that the Lord Jesus Christ comes and He rules and reigns for 1,000 years. He is the King Supreme. He's the Lord of Lords, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise God. He rules with a rod of iron. The world is perfect. The world is just exactly the way He speaks to it to be. Amen. And there's no deviation from it. He rules with a rod of iron. What He says goes. Amen. Praise God. You say, "Preacher, how come He'd be like that?" Because He's God. Well, He designed it to be to go a certain way, and He's going to make sure it goes that way. Amen. Praise God. And He said, after a little season, you know, preacher, why would He have to be released for a little while? Because God's got to come down. He's got to finish this thing off at the end. Amen. And there'll be an uprising. There'll come a people that would, even during the millennial kingdom, when everything, Brother Chris, what blows my mind, we're living in a time 1,000 years when everything's perfect. I mean, there's no bitterness, no heartache. I mean, God just, He handles this thing in a perfect way, but there'll still be some non-content. There'll still be some people that arise up during this time and begin to wonder about what if it was like this or what if it was like that. And the Bible is, and the Antichrist rises up. He comes out of there, and he begins to go out and begins to draw a great army unto himself to try to defeat the God of heaven. But praise God, when that 1,000 years is over, praise the Lord, and he's released for a little season. Amen. When he's turned loose, then the Bible says that God Almighty will begin to deal with them again. And he said, and he that lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years, and he, but the rest of the dead lived not again in chapter 20, until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. He said, blessed and holy is he that hath part in this first resurrection. On such second death have no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out and deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog. Here they come again. Together to battle, the number of them as whom is the sand of the sea. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? But he said there's going to be a whole bunch of them that's going to rise up and say, you know what, we don't like this leader we've got, even though he's God. You say, preacher, I can't believe that. Why? Oh, it'll be hard to believe. Look around us today. There's a whole lot of people that say, you know what, this the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't want him to lead me. I don't want to live by this book. I've got other things. I've got other plans. Well, they will too. Amen. And said, they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Amen. That's the way it plays out. Amen. That's the end. Amen. See, the end can't come till death is gone. Amen. Death can't be gone till the Son puts all things under His feet. Amen. And when the Lord defeats the devil, cast him into the lake of fire, praise God. When this thing is finished, then the Lord has put it all under His feet. And He steps back and presents it to the Father. He said, here it is. It's finished. Amen. Praise God. But we knew it was finished the first time He said it. Amen. See, that's what faith is, that we know it, we knew it was finished the first time He said it from the front cross of Calvary. Amen. It was pointed to a perfect place with God in heaven that we're looking forward to right now. And God said, this thing's finished. Praise God. He said, I saw a great white throne, Him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And He talks here about this great white throne judgment. He said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. See, all death is brought together. Amen. All death is brought together. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Amen. Whose name is not, but you know there's a place in the Lamb's book of life for every one of us. Amen. But that's the way this thing plays out. I know that was quick, and it was, does anybody have any more questions? We'll back up and you understand what's going to happen. This is what God, not what Pastor Jeff says, Andrew, it's what God says is going to happen. He said, we have to believe the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to live a godly life. We have to separate ourselves unto Him. Because He's got a plan for us, and He's going to bring us right through His plan and deliver us unto Himself without safe and without any harm. So that one day we'll stand and we'll worship Him. We'll worship Him, praise God, and give Him glory and praise for all that He does. We see this, and this thing's finished up. Let me just read you a few verses here, because I want to talk to you about this tabernacle. You know, preacher, that don't have no relevance to us. It will one day. Amen. You know, preacher, that was Old Testament. Yeah, but it's going to be New Testament and then some. Listen to what the Bible says in Zechariah chapter 14. I want to read this to you really quickly and I'm done. He said, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, the houses riffled, and the women ravished. And half the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall be cut off from the city. And then shall the..." He's talking about during the tribulation time, and talking about Armageddon that's coming. He said, "Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when He fought in the day of battle. And His feet shall stand..." Now he's talking about when the Lord comes back physically to this earth. He says, "Feet shall stand in that day on the Mount of Olives." He said, just like He went up, He'll come again, Brother Larry, just like He said He would. "And when His feet hit the Mount of Olives," the Bible says, "it'll cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half the mountain shall remove toward the north and half toward the south. And you shall view flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach into Azel. You shall flee like you fled from before the earthquake in days of Uzziah, king of Judah." In other words, they fled to a place of safety in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. "And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known of the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light." Amen. Well, because God's going to be the light. Amen. He's going to be that that's revealed. They're going to see. The only thing they're going to see is the Lord Jesus Christ and Him coming. Amen. Praise God. "And it shall be in that day that living water shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be." Amen. "And the Dead Sea is going to be..." It's that's dead is going to be made alive. "And those waters are going to flow it like from the Mediterranean. And we're going to stand on the shores of En Gedi, Brother Rex, and catch those great big sea bass." Amen. Praise God. Amen. I make sure I'm with Brother Rex. He catches them. Amen. Praise God. And the Bible says, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth in that day." He's going to be king over all the what? Earth. Amen. "Over all the earth. And in that day there shall be one Lord, and His name one." Amen. And it goes on in verse... Let's skip over to fake time. Let's skip over verse 16. The Bible says, "And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations..." This is talking about after the Lord has come in and He's established the kingdom, praise God, He set this thing and put down all resistance. He said, those people that's of the nations that's left, amen, the ones that fear God, in other words. He said, of that are left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem, shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feast of what? Tabernacles. Amen. He said, "Preacher, you mean after all this, pray?" Yeah, we're going to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. It's a feast of thanksgiving that we're going to offer up to God. Amen. The Jews still have this every year. They set up the little booths. They set up the tabernacles, the booths. They set them up on the roofs, on the sidewalk, wherever they can get a spot big enough. Every family sets them up a tabernacle. And they take at least one meal a day in that tabernacle. It's a reference of a type of when God brought them through the wilderness and delivered them safe, praise God, into the promised land. And God says, "Hey, listen, so I want you set up as a perpetual thing. That every year, praise God, you'll take a time, 7 days. And on the eighth day of the great feast," we talked about this last night, when the priest would come out and they would say, "Hey, listen, we won't just praise God and thank God for all men, thank God for His blessings, and thank God for the rain and for the crops, and thank Him for the rain that He's going to give for the next year." That's when Jesus would stand up on the last day of the feast and He said, "I am the water of life." He said, "Any man that thirsts, let him come unto me." Praise God. Amen. And then they said they would light torches all over the city. The city would be illuminated. They could see from Jerusalem. They could see the light illuminating at night, plumbing the Galilee. And it was there that Jesus would come up in the last day of the feast, and He'd say, "Hey," He said, "I am the light of the world." Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about something that God said to recognize and keep recognizing because it's important. And they built this little, Rebecca built this little, built this for me, praise God, and I appreciate her for it. She sewed this thing together, made it up, and put the little things in it, and made it just perfect. Because they said they would take boughs and put on the top of it so that you could lay in it at night and you could see heaven, you could give God glory. You could see into the portals of glory. But said also that wouldn't tight because so that the shadows could still penetrate through down to where you are. The shadow representing the presence of an Almighty God from heaven to you were to us word. Amen. And God says here in the Word of God, Zechariah, he said that one day, praise God, during the kingdom of God, that we're going to be celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles. Amen. Praise God. That's why it's so important. Amen. That's why it means so much to me. Because one day we're going to be celebrating. You say, well, preacher, you have to eat all that crazy food you're fixing. No, we don't. Amen. It's going to be God's stuff. We just do that because it's a representation of what they have there. Amen. We're trying to show you what they have, what they partake of. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, one day in a little while, it's all going to get better. Amen. And that's it. I mean, that's. I know we went pretty far. Anybody got any more questions? You understand how this thing's going to play out? You understand how close we are to it happening? Right at the door. I mean, we're right there. There's nothing else has to happen. They've already got the cornerstone for the third temple setting up on the Temple Mount. October the 13th, they got together, the Temple Mount faithful, and they marched up to there to that stone and magnified and give God glory for it being there. Ready to set. Ready to put in place. So they start building the cornerstone, start building the third temple. You preacher, I thought that was just all biblical, spiritual stuff. No, that's reality. Amen. They're going to build the third temple. And they're beginning to worship there under a covenant that'll be broken after the first after 3.5 years. And then the Antichrist is going to come in there and take it over and try to proclaim himself to be God. But I want to say tonight, there's only one God. Amen. There's only one God, there's only one Savior, and there's only one Holy Spirit, and they're all three one. Amen. They're all three one. The very essence of God, it makes up the Trinity. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord.